hey, welcome to Crazy Biatch Asians. This is a podcast where we discuss the issues Asians can face in the Western world with a critical mind, a bit of healthy debate, and lots of tea. Hosted by Sydney-based digital marketer Sharon Jiang and journalist Juna Zhu.
Hey, hey, hey. Today we're dishing out all the goss on Asian dads. There are different stereotypes when it comes to the head of the family. So from tiger dad to panda dad, we're breaking it all down here.
Before we get on to this episode, we just want to say a massive thank you for being patient with us. Sydney is currently in lockdown, so Juna and I couldn't see each other to record. And seeing as lockdown has now been extended, we're going to try our hand at recording via Zoom so we don't fall off the bandwagon.
Please bear with us if the audio quality isn't as crisp as usual for the next couple of episodes. For our Aussie listeners, we hope you are all staying safe and healthy. Anyways, on to today's topic. Hello, Asian dad stereotypes. So we covered the stereotype of Asian mums, aka tiger mums, back in episode 13. So we couldn't neglect the Asian dad. That would just be a disgrace to the family honor, really. So Shaz, what is the first thing you think of when you hear the words Asian dad?
Okay, so I think of two things, and weirdly, they're the complete opposite of each other. Mm-hmm. So the first one, super strict, very similar to the tiger mum, but the second takes a back seat and kind of lets the mum do its thing in terms of parenting. I think the Asian dad works super hard and he usually is the breadwinner, so he brings in the money. So in that, I think the stereotype of Asian dads is that he is somewhat emotionally unavailable. Of course, this stereotype can extend into many different cultures and not just in Asian backgrounds. But what about you?
Yeah, I think you just took the words right out of my mouth. He is the source of income. He will work his entire life to try and provide a good life for his family. And while he can be strict, he's also comical and full of jokes and pranks. And this just sums it up because unlike the stereotypical Asian mum, who is portrayed as tough and demanding 24/7, there are two stereotypes of the typical Asian dad. One is the tiger dad and one is the panda dad.
Yeah, and when specifically referring to first generation Asian dads, they can play into both roles. So to recap a bit from our tiger mum episode, the term tiger parents didn't actually exist until the publication of Amy Chua's 2011 book, Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother. So in her book, Chua, a Yale law professor with two daughters, wrote about her Chinese heritage and the way in which it has influenced her parenting choices. So her daughters aren't allowed to watch TV or play computer games, have sleepovers or play dates, or get any grade less than an A. Chua claims that these strict policies are the reason why her children have been so successful in school and argues that this type of parenting is common in the majority of Asian families.
We discussed this quite in depth in our previous episode, so we won't delve too much into it now. But basically, if you type in Asian dad into Google Images, what you get are images of this angry Asian dad's face with captions like, "If at first you don't succeed, don't come back home," and "Finish your work, then you can play ... the piano." And, "Oh, you want a PS3? How about a PhD? And while it's all very comical, it is quite serious when you're the child and you have this father figure who is constantly angry and wants you to work hard all day, doesn't accept anything less than A when it comes to your grades and restricts you from any play unless we're talking about playing an instrument.
Absolutely. I love that one where it's like, finish your work and then you can play the piano. And now this is why a lot of Asian children don't see their dad as father figures, and this brings up the issue of Asian dads and masculinity. So there's an article on the Chicago Tribune titled "The Perception of Asian Dads and Masculinity." We will pop it in our show notes, where the journalist interviews a Korean American woman. So there's a specific quote that's really stuck with us, and it's when she says, "I had a little bit of resentment. My dad felt more like a friend to me, almost." And that's the crux of the problem. So for many Asian children, they see their dads as just another elder in their life that they have to respect and be nice to, follow their orders and not speak up, and so forth. In the same article, Harvard professor Dr. Josephine Kim, who specializes in this field, says, "For Asian fathers, when their main concern was on survival, fitting into the new culture and bringing bread on the table, what America considers male was not their priority." So the Asian cultural definition of masculinity relies heavily on scholarship and not showing weakness, which translates into men showing less emotion. And this is perhaps why a lot of Asian children living in the West would have misunderstood their fathers as being unloving and uncaring. So you might be constantly comparing your dad to your Anglo friend's dad, and a lot of Asian children don't actually hear their dads tell them, "I love you," or "I'm proud of you."
In fact, a Global Times article pointed this out after two videos of youths telling their Chinese parents, "I love you," went viral. So in one of these videos, it was from Anhui TV station, and it showed what happened after a group of Chinese university students told their parents, "I love you," for the very first time in their lives. And instead of a montage of hugs and teary faces, the declarations of love were mostly met with comments like, "What's going on? Are you drunk?" And even, "Are you pregnant?" One father in the second video from a Shaanxi TV station replied to his daughter's greeting by saying, "I am going into a meeting, so cut the crap."
Oh my God. This is literally the opposite of what you would expect in like Western countries.
Exactly.
So sociologist Xia from Peking University told the Global Times that unlike their American counterparts, the parents' responses show that many Chinese are not good at expressing positive emotions. They are used to educating children with negative language. And I feel like this is an issue that is experienced by so many different cultures, and not just in the Asian community. There's this idea of perhaps living up to the traditional gender roles in which males are strong and oftentimes emotionless, where women are the ones allowed to be compassionate and empathetic. But like the research shows, this idea perhaps is exacerbated in Asian fathers because of their focus on needing to survive or provide for the family during hard times.
Yeah, and I think also what you were saying previously about what do you think of when you think of masculinity? You think of strength, courage, leadership, and assertiveness. And for a long time, Asian men in media have been portrayed as the complete opposite of this. So they're seen as inferior, petite, and unfortunately, not the most aesthetically pleasing. So to make up for this, there's been this kind of expectation for Asian dads in that they have to work extra hard and put in the extra effort to prove to themselves that they're able to raise successful children despite what the media is showing them to be as.
Bang on, Juna, bang on. We've established that Asian dads have the potential to be a tiger parent, but, and that's a massive but, there is much more variation in Asian heritage parenting behaviors and practices beyond being strict and controlling and demanding high academic achievement of their children. Asian heritage dads are also warm, supporting, and loving towards their children, and this is kind of an image that has not been emphasized and definitely even de-emphasized in today's society. So, in saying that, the other side of Asian dads is that they're pandas. While strict, they're funny, loud, and shameless. And even though Asian dads may come off cold and rarely express their affection for their children, it doesn't mean they love their kids any less. Juna, tell us, what is a panda dad?
Oh, I love the term panda dad. Okay, so the term was coined by Alan Poor in 2011 in a fantastic article he wrote for the Wall Street Journal titled "Tiger Mum, Meet Panda Dad." So not quite the complete opposite of a tiger mum. The panda dad is one who's, to quote Paul, happy to parent with cuddliness, but not afraid to show some claw. Being a panda dad means it's okay to spoil your child at times, but to also set guidelines you expect them to follow without being tyrannical. It's a father who is teaching love, independence, and the importance of self-worth so their child grows up to be a decent human being. And I think this is really portrayed in the hilarity Asian dads bring to households. And one character I'd like to think of when I think of an Asian panda dad is Mr. Kim, who is the uppa, or dad in English, from Netflix sitcom Kim's Convenience. That is a character you can really relate to. He is just a big ball of warmth and love and funniness.
Totally. I love Mr. Kim, and I'm so glad that you brought that up because he's one of my favorite characters in that entire show.
Definitely. And there's this hilarious video by Just Kidding Films on YouTube called Shit Asian Dads Say. It's not new. It was posted back in 2012, but it is hilarious and nails the Asian dad stereotype perfectly. Like 10 out of 10 content here. What were your favorite moments from the video, Shaz?
I love this moment. It's quite stereotypical, but it's that whole no boyfriend idea. But he goes, no boyfriend till college, no boyfriend till you're married. And it's like, how does that make any sense?
Love.
And some of the other ones, very stereotypical. Did you finish homework? Why are you not doctor? And like comparing you, like, he's a doctor. Why are you not doctor?
It's the comparing between families and friends.
Totally. What about you? What were your favorites?
Oh, my favorites. Okay, just one word. Aya.
Aya. And it's followed by aya.
Another one was, so he's just sitting at the TV and he's just slapping his knee while watching, snoring, and he just sleeps everywhere. And when he's eating, the rice is just flinging out of his mouth. And the funniest one I could really relate to, where he's in the backyard and I think he's just like doing some Tai Chi or something, but beforehand he's got a warm up. So he's holding onto the wall and he's just swinging his leg back and forth.
That is so stereotypical of Asian dads. I feel like you just see them in the park and they're like doing those weird stretches, but you know what? Effective stretches. So yeah. Something to learn from.
Mm-hmm. You should look up the benefits of Qigong and Tai Chi. Surpasses anything else.
Totally.
So this just goes to show that although some fathers may find it difficult to express how much they love you, they really do love you. It's just that they express their love differently from what you see in Western movies and media. So how do Asian dads express their love? An article on the site Zoola titled 8 Ways Typical Asian Dads Indirectly Say I Love You sums this up to the T.
Okay, so first one on the list is he asks if you've eaten.
If you say, oh, Dad, I really liked that pear you bought. The next day, he's going to come home with a whole box, 100 pears for you to eat.
Oh my God, totally. Like you tell him you like something and he'll buy so much of it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like asking if you've eaten is his way of saying hello. Like my dad doesn't even say hello. It's like, have you had lunch? Like he enters a room. Have you had lunch? Have you eaten?
I guess it's just because he doesn't want you to starve to death. He is concerned about you and he loves you. Even the way to his heart is through food. Second one was, he never lets you worry about money. So sometimes the Asian dad seems absent because of the long hours he spends working, but the only reason he slogs it off tirelessly is that he wants to provide the best for his children. And he doesn't want his child to lose out because he didn't have enough financial resources. And he just wants to give his child this better life that he didn't have growing up.
And I think Asian dads really do teach you the value of money and how you can work hard yourself to sustain yourself. So that's always a good lesson that Asian dads pass on.
Yeah. Did you find that a lot of Asian dads, they tell you the lesson of investing?
Oh my God, totally.
It's all about investment from an early age.
It's all about saving and investing. So the third one, he'll say you spent too much money on the gifts that you bought him because he doesn't want you to buy gifts. So with a lot of Asian dads, like when you buy him a gift, he'll either refuse to accept it by saying like, you know, he's a simple man with simple needs and he will nag at you for spending too much. And this goes back to the last point. He wants you to be savvy with your money. What do you think?
Every time I try to buy a present for my dad, he says thank you, but he doesn't really want it. He's like, you shouldn't have bought it. Why are you spending your money on me? I don't need it. All I need is a kiss and a cuddle from you and I'll be very happy.
That's so sweet though. Saves you money too. Yeah. Kiss and a hug are free.
I know, but don't you, you just feel so bad if you don't buy him anything. So
no, totally.
You try to pay him back for everything that he does for you and yet it's like, no, just a kiss and a cuddle is fine. Okay, the next one was, he takes a hands-off approach when raising you. So he probably left the child raising to your mother and she was the one who sent you to school, organized your play dates and read you the bedtime stories, and your father would just check in from time to time and be like, oh, how's school? And you just say, oh, good, and that was about it. So there wasn't like a lot of conversing between the two of you, and so I think that's why a lot of Asian kids grow up not really seeing their dad as a fatherly, loving figure.
Yeah, I definitely agree with this one as well. So in my experience, my dad will just say stuff like, oh, your mum will take care of this. Like, talk about that with your mum. Your mum will deal with this.
And I think that's why it's really hard for, especially as you're growing up, it's hard for Asian children to open up to their parents, especially their fathers, about life issues.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think I ever really talk about life issues with my dad at all.
Neither.
No.
Never. No.
So the next one, he'll be disciplinarian. Even though he does take a hands-off approach, there will be times where he swoops in, probably for discipline. So his way of parenting you is keeping the chaos in order. So he might tell your mum not to spoil or coddle you, and he was probably the one who delivered some of the stern warnings. Like, if your dad is delivering it, you know you've gone too far.
Although I can't really relate to this one. I am a daddy's girl, and so my dad wasn't strict at all growing up. I actually can't relate to this one.
So your dad is definitely the panda dad.
My dad is 100% the panda dad.
And I've met your dad and he is honestly such a big sweetheart. Before, when we used to record our podcast in Juna's parents' downstairs cinema, her dad will come and like bring us cups of tea and he'll like leave it at the door. It was the cutest thing.
I can definitely say the same about your dad. So,
oh my God, our dads get along so well. Let's be honest.
Okay, the next one I definitely can relate to. He'll low-key terrify your boyfriends. So the first time you bring home a girl or a boy for dinner or whatever, your Asian dad would either, one, be making terrible dad jokes, or two, eating his rice in stony silence and giving death stares. From the bottom of his heart, he's this way because he just wants to make sure his child ends up with someone who will treat their child like gold. And I totally understand this. Even though I've never had a boyfriend, my dad always says to me, your boyfriend better watch out. I will be on his back 24/7. So I'm praying to you, future boyfriend.
And mind you, Juna's dad has a black belt, so don't mess with him. Both of our dads have a black belt. What about me? I don't think my dad has ever terrified my boyfriends in person, but you just know that if your boyfriend does something to hurt you, your dad is going to have like a shovel in his hand, knocking on the boyfriend's door, being like, get out here. We need to talk. It is going to be the end of you today.
I think that's what will happen with my dad. He says all these mean things and then when it comes to the time, he'll be super nice to them. But if you cross that line, you better watch out.
Exactly. I feel like this is a lot of dads though. Yeah. Maybe not just Asian dads. A lot of dads are protective about their daughters. So the next one, he's awkward when you show affection. Oh my God. This one should have been the top of the list. So to the Asian dad, being on the receiving end of affection can be as embarrassing as saying, I love you. And there's certain things that like I notice in my dad when he gets awkward. It's like just the body language and like the facial expression. And I'm like, oh man, you're really awkward. So then I'm going to be really awkward. And then the interaction is just extra awkward. It's like that stiff hug. What about you?
Again, I can't relate to this one. My dad would tell me he loves me every day and I would will tell him I love him every day. We hug each other all the time. He always comes home and is like, oh, hello, Baba. And we'll be like giving each other cuddles. I don't know. I can't relate.
That's really cute.
My dad is a real panda.
That's really cute. Because I think then perhaps your dad doesn't fit into the stereotype of it. Yeah. You know, he's got his own personal quirks. He's the panda dad with his own personal quirks.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, the last one was he wants you to be better than him. So the Asian dad probably pushed you hard in school, and if you didn't get that A grade as he expected you to, he'd probably express disappointment and tell you to work harder. And sometimes it felt like no matter how hard you tried, you'd never be good enough. But when you saw that glint in his eye on the day you graduated university or high school, you realized he pushed you because excelling in education was the only way he knew how to help you achieve that success. He only pushed you again because he wanted you to do better than him.
Totally agree. It's that idea that your parents want your life to be more successful than theirs. They want you to have a happier and an easier life than theirs. So they'll definitely push you in school, but it all pays off in the end, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's really important to stress the fact that if you're feeling like you were not living up to your parents' expectations, even though you were working your butt off, don't think that they don't love you. They're doing it for a reason, and it's just because they don't know how to show emotions, and they really, really do want the best for you.
Absolutely. Very well said.
You know what it's time for, CBA College. This is not the college your dad sent you to on the weekend where you spent hours being lectured about geometry and calculus. Instead, both of us will be sharing our most interesting fact of the week so you actually walk away from this podcast having learned something. So Shaz, what is your interesting fact?
Okay, so this one is for all the shopaholics out there. So Asia houses some of the world's biggest malls, with the top three in Thailand and China. So you're probably thinking, big whoop, who the hell cares about the size of shopping centers? Nobody cares, but just stay with me for a sec. So Juna, when you imagine a shopping center, what do you think of?
When you say picture a shopping center, I think of Hong Kong shopping centers where it's just very clean, big, lots of people everywhere.
Okay, so yeah, you're thinking crowds, noise, bustling food courts, there's a lot of things happening. So for a long time, the biggest mall called New South China Mall in Dongguan didn't have any of that.
What do you mean? So it was just an empty building?
Yes, it was actually nicknamed the Ghost Mall because for more than a decade after it opened, this shopping center was basically empty.
What? But then it's not a shopping center.
So I'll explain what happened. During its planning and construction phase, the project was super ambitious and they were anticipating 100,000 visitors a day. Lol, because that didn't happen. So the shopping center had a replica of the Arc de Triomphe, as well as a 2-kilometer indoor canal with gondola rides, obviously inspired by Venice, as well as an indoor roller coaster and a large Egyptian sphinx. But when it opened, it couldn't secure any lease agreements, so it was empty for about a whole decade.
That is absurd. What's the situation with it now?
Yeah, so apparently now it's getting tenants and attracting shoppers after it got refurbished. But originally, according to sometimesinteresting.com, some of the reasons why it didn't go so well is because of the crap location, number one, the lack of public transport, and the general economics of the area. So Dongguan was a factory town and people there didn't have a lot of money. So they didn't really like think about all those, you know, aspects of it. They just built this thing and they're like, oh yeah, people would come. But now it's coming back to life. What about you? What's yours?
Okay, would you like a gross fact or a shocking fact?
Ooh, let's go shocking.
Oh, okay. I think we'll choose the first one, but okay. It's a news story, not quite a fact, but quite a shocking one. It appeared on KidSpot and then I found it on news.com. There was this couple who adopted an Asian child. For the past 17 years, they thought the child that they had adopted was Chinese. So to help their child integrate into the cultural heritage, they sent the child to Mandarin classes. They helped them befriend a Chinese couple who actually ended up becoming the adopted child's auntie and uncle, and did a lot of things like cooking Chinese food for them. They would travel to China every year. Anyway.
I'm so scared where this is going. I have a brief idea. I'm so scared.
The child that they had adopted and raised for 17 years got into Harvard. He was filling out some application forms. When they were filling out these application forms, they thought, we just need to double check some information. Now, they went back to the adoption forms and found out the child was not Chinese, but the parents were Park and Kim, which is Korean. So this whole entire time, they thought the child was Chinese and yet the child was Korean.
Oh my God, the culture shock for that child.
Plot twist.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Imagine the identity crisis where the child took Mandarin lessons, thinking that they were Chinese.
I actually kind of feel bad for the parents because they try to do everything in their power to help their child have a healthy upbringing. And I think it was just a small minor detail that they overlooked.
Yeah, totally. I mean, they had really good intentions. The fact that they sent the kid to its cultural language classes,
yes.
As well as trying to befriend the child with people of similar cultural backgrounds. I mean, that does show initiative. Unfortunately, just the wrong country.
Yeah, exactly. It's intention. So the husband explained in the video, he said, our perfect Chinese son was going to be raised in a whitewashed household by two ding-dongs. We felt unable to provide him with any sort of connection to his cultural heritage and identity. So that's why they try to send him to classes. They took family trips to China every couple of years.
I like how they were self-aware in that, you know, they know that they're two white people raising an Asian child, so they need to give it some sort of an education about his or her cultural heritage. Tiny mistake.
Just a minor.
Yeah, just minor. Just minor. Teeny tiny.
I hope this discussion on the Asian heritage dad has offered a more nuanced and accurate perspective so you can see beyond the myth of the typical tiger dad. So a little exercise I think would be really funny to do is, out of the blue, randomly call up your dad and say, I love you, and see what his response is.
Exactly. We have some homework tasks for you.
If you'd love to hear more from us, please subscribe to Crazy Biatch Asians on your favorite podcast app. And if you've got a sec, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts so we can keep going.
And if you like watching your podcast, you can also find us on YouTube under the same name. And if you want a daily dose of the best Asian memes, then just head to our Instagram at Crazy Biatch Asians. Finally, you can also support us on Patreon through monthly donations, and that will all be linked in the show notes.
Sending love to all the Asian dads out there. We love you.
Bye.